This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees, to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer today. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. This certification course also aligns with the objectives of the Lakhpati Didi program. The Prime Minister will depart for Bihar tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged Gram Panchayat heads to make holistic health a people-led movement by spreading awareness about yoga and millets. In a letter to Gram Pradhans, the Prime Minister said that organizing yoga-based programs in Panchayat premises, schools, Anganwadis, community health centers and other such places would serve as a catalyst to inspire people, particularly youth, to embrace sustainable and stress-free lifestyle. Fitch Ratings increased India's growth forecast for the current fiscal year to 7.2%, up from 7% projected in March. This revision is due to a recovery in consumer spending and increased investment. Fitch Ratings quarterly global economic outlook report published today also depicted raised world growth forecast for 2024 to 2.6% from 2.4%. Confidence in European recovery prospects has improved and China's export sector is experiencing a revival. Domestic demand in emerging markets, including China, shows stronger momentum. These factors highlight a positive outlook for global economic growth in the coming year. Incessant rain continues in Arunachal Pradesh. Road blockages have been reported from many interior places due to landslides and flash flood caused by heavy rain. In the Papumpare district, there are reports of huge traffic jam at Doimukh area due to blockage of road at Chiputa village, where commuters are left stranded since today morning. India Met Department has issued red alert for two districts, Papumpare and Kurunkume. It has also issued orange alerts for 9 districts and the rest are marked in yellow category. European Union environment ministers have approved a much-fought-over conservation law intended to restore habitats to their natural condition in a vote that was live-streamed publicly. The purpose of the Nature Restoration Law is to regrow forests, re-wet moors and return rivers to their natural free-flowing states. The conservation law sets a target for the EU to restore at least 20% of the bloc's land and sea areas by 2030 and all ecosystems in need of restoration by 2050. According to EU figures, around 80% of habitats are in poor condition. In addition, 10% of bee and butterfly species are threatened with extinction and 70% of soils are in an unhealthy state. In javelin, Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra will be in action at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland today. The current Asian Games gold medalist and Diamond League finals winner will be challenged by Max Denning of Germany, the youngest member of the coveted 90-meter club and also the season leader. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for documentary, short fiction and animation films is underway in Mumbai. Various films including Stained Skin, Crazy Blood, Crust, Vaidyaraj, Challenge, Men in Blue, Bay of Blood, Lovely Jackson, Rotten Blood, Precious, Summer 96, Empire of Cats, The Art of Animation will be screened today. Masterclass by Alphonse Roy titled Exploring the Wilderness, Indian Wildlife Documentaries and Conservation Efforts was organized in the morning session. The discussion involved various facets of documentary making. Globally acclaimed filmmaker Vinod Ganatra has become the first Indian to be conferred the prestigious Nelson Mandela Lifetime Achievement Award of South Africa for his contribution to films. He was honored with the coveted award at the ongoing 7th Nelson Mandela Children's Festival for his immense contributions to the world of cinema for kids. And that is the end of this news bulletin.